Hello, good morning. Welcome to worship.
Thank you for coming
to worship this morning. Right inside of your bulletin, you'll see in the church calendar box a couple of announcements. Wednesday night Bible study is taking place at 6:30 p.m. in the education building across the street. Please join us if you can. Come at 6:30, we'll have a light meal together, and then we'll have a time of fellowship, and then we'll have the Bible study. We'll have prayer time and a Bible study. So, Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. An announcement about the Third Sunday Fellowship Luncheon was left out of the bulletin by mistake. So I do need to remind you that next Sunday is the Third Sunday Family Fellowship Luncheon hosted by Clyde and Louise Heron. Please remember that. And this Wednesday night, after the after Bible study and prayer time, there will be a session meeting. The call down at the bottom of the right hand side of the bulletin, you'll see the Westminster Shorter Catechism. Question 54 of the Catechism says, "What is required in the third commandment?" And the answer is, call of worship this morning comes from Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 33. Join me and let's read it together responsibly. "Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' And your heavenly Father knows that you have need of them all.
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you."
Sing the doxology together. In providing them, even when we have not sought first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. We are reminded again this morning that our first priority is to seek your kingdom and your righteousness, for you have called us to be your people. You have saved us by your grace. You have set us apart to live differently from the world. For our true home is not of this world, but our citizenship is in heaven. May we worship you here as the church militant, the same way the church triumphant does on that other shore where we long to be one day, where our true home is. In the meantime, we will pray, saying, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn is number 457. Would you please take your hymn book and let's rise and stand and sing all three stanzas of Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. He's the grandson of Lisa, who is the daughter of Agnes Montgomery. little baby James Kelly, and others as we go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for justification by faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and for the peace that comes as a result of it. That is an objective peace that cannot be changed because our position in Christ is eternally secure. However, there's a subjective peace that we sometimes lose because our circumstances sometimes overwhelm us and our sin grieves Your Spirit. We pray that as we confess our sins, You would forgive our sins and restore that subjective peace that comes from seeking first Your righteousness and Your kingdom. We thank You, Lord, for Your Word. We pray for the ministry of Your Word today, that it would enlighten our minds, that it would console our hearts, and that it would inspire our wills to take action that it may demand of us. We pray for the needs of this congregation. We ask for healing for the sick. We pray especially for baby James Kelly, 10 days old, having open heart surgery in the morning. We pray for the doctors who are doing that surgery, that You would give them the skill to successfully do that. Father, we pray for Faith Dalrymple's brother-in-law. We pray for her in St. Louis that she's there to try to help. We pray for Jim Bowles' continued rehabilitation on his knee. And we pray for Bess White. Father, we ask for healing for all the sick, strength for the weak, rest for the weary, comfort for the grieving, relief for the oppressed, and salvation for the lost. We pray all of these things in the strong name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please turn there with me. Let's read from Psalm 143 responsively. O Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy.
Your faithfulness and my righteousness come to my relief.
Do not bring Your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before You.
The end of your truth is me.
He makes me dwell in darkness like those long dead.
So my spirit goes back in me, my heart within me is
I remember the days of long ago. I meditate on all Your works and consider what Your hands have done.
I stretch out my hands to You. My soul thirsts for You like a parched spring.
Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails.
You do not hide Your face from me.
Let the morning bring me word of Your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in You.
Show me the way I should go, for You have
lifted up my soul. Rescue me from my enemies, O Lord, for I hide myself in You.
Teach me to do Your will, for You are my God, and every good spirit gives me a welcome.
For Your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In Your righteousness, bring me out of trouble.
In Your righteousness, all my enemies, destroy all my foes, for I am Your servant.
Our next hymn is number 499, Rock of Ages. Would you please stand and let's sing standing 1 through 4 of Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Go to the Lord in prayer and prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father in heaven, I pray for cheerful givers to give offerings this morning out of gratitude for your goodness to us as an expression of our worship. And that you would use the offering to spread the kingdom of Jesus Christ to the uttermost parts of the earth. In His name we pray. Amen. Return, O children of man, for 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. For we are brought to an end by your anger, by your wrath we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away. Under your wrath we bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work be shown to your servants, and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. This is the word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades. Word of our God stands and abides forever. May he bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning.